things you should never do with your money. Only stupid people do this with their money. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. I'm the founder of Morris Invest and multiple seven-figure companies. And on this channel, we teach you how to build wealth, how to build financial intelligence, so you can build financial freedom with cash flow from rental real estate. Now, I love buy and hold real estate. To me, that's the number one way to build wealth. So that's what this channel is all about. Please go ahead and hit subscribe and hit that little like button there, and also turn on that little bell notification so that you'll be notified when we publish new videos. Okay, let's talk about five ways that, you know, rich people, they don't do this. They don't make these mistakes, but this is what stupid people do with their money. And I'm going to give you five things you need to avoid. So if you're in your 20s and 30s right now, and you are maybe just getting started with your business, you're starting to invest, please avoid these things at all costs. Number one on my list, don't make this mistake. Lending money to friends or borrowing money from friends. Do not do it. Now, my dad a number of years ago warned me about borrowing things from neighbors and friends. He said, never ever borrow money from friends. It ruins friendships. He also didn't like borrowing things from neighbors like ladders and tools and things like that, because always they got left behind, the ladder got broken, and the tool got broken, and then you now had to go buy a new ladder for the friend. It just sours relationships. But take it from me. A number of years ago, I borrowed a lot of money from a friend, and in a short amount of time, that friend made a lot of money off of that investment. But it was awkward, because there was this weird time between when the house closed and when I was able to get the money back to give it back to him. And it exceeded the timeline that I thought it would take. Now, it was a lot of money. He made a lot of money with 2 days doing nothing, but it made things awkward. And I, you know, knew that I shouldn't have done this. A few years later, I lent money to a friend. Now, this friend took advantage of me, and I ended up losing all of that money. So please, please, please. And I also lost the friendship. And in both cases, that was not a smart move. So lending money to friends is a recipe for disaster. And also borrowing money from friends is a recipe for disaster. There is so much other money available out there, private money or otherwise, so many other fish in the sea, as they say. Stay away from friends and family. Things get very weird very quickly when you borrow or lend money to friends, okay? It changes the dynamic. And you're not really friends anymore. Now you're business associates, and it forever changes the dynamic of your friendship. So don't do it, people. Please don't make that mistake. Number two on my list is gambling, playing the lottery, or other stupid things. When you have money and you walk up to play the lottery, you stand a 1 in almost 300 million chance of actually winning that. I can give you the laundry list of things that you're better off doing. You might actually have more of a chance of being struck by lightning, okay? In your house, not even on a golf course, in your house, you have a better chance of that. You have a better chance of becoming president of the United States. Good luck with that, okay? You have a better chance of making it to the NBA. Are you 5'2" and can't even play basketball? You stand a better chance of being drafted by the Houston Rockets than you do in winning the lottery. Years ago, we used to do television segments on the show that I used to work on how to win the lottery, what to look for in the lottery. And they were the stupidest segments in the world, and we all laughed at them because it's a ridiculous idea that just because you play a certain round of numbers for 15 years, you eventually might win $1,000. All of the money that you're wasting over that period of time is ridiculous. It's a tax on stupid people. So I see lines for people going to play the lottery, and I just think, God, what if every day they took that money and they invested it in a performing asset? What a moron. And by the way, the people that win lotteries are also fairly stupid because they end up getting money taken from them. So I remember when I lived in West Virginia, a guy won the lottery and he kept all the money in his pickup truck at a bar, and he came out from the bar and all of the money was missing. Genius, genius. If you're playing the lottery, chances are you're probably not too good with your money. And that's why these people look like deer in headlights after they win the lottery and they stand there, you know, at the podium and they're like, oh crap. Do you think that that person went from being, you know, a moron with their money to suddenly being financially intelligent? No, they lose it. They lose it all the time. Don't do it. Do not gamble. Do not waste money on lotteries. Put your money into performing assets.
Today's episode is brought to you by True Niagen. You know, as we age, you can start to see it right in your face. You can feel it in your bones. There are creams, of course, that'll claim to give you younger skin and energy shots that'll give you youthful energy. But let's look deeper beneath the surface on how we counteract the effects of aging. True Niagen helps us age better by supporting the energy-generating engines that exist in our body. It's helping us to restore youthful energy. The tiny repair enzymes work deep in your cells to help you recover from lifestyle routines that are hard on the body, including sleep deprivation, an intense workout, or poor diet, which a lot of us have. True Niagen supports these enzymes. So True Niagen is safety tested, backed by Nobel Prize winning scientists. Age smarter with True Niagen. Right now, new customers can save $20 on a 3-month supply by going to trueniagen.com/investing. That's trueniagen.com/investing. We'll have the link in the show notes, so don't have to worry about that. Again, that's trueniagen.com/investing to save $20 on a 3-month supply. trueniagen.com/investing. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Number 3 on my list, avoid expensive cars and car payments. You don't need it, people. If you live as a young person in a city center and you have the ability to take an Uber, take public transportation, take the train, take the bus, you know, when you move into a city area, you can often get bus passes for incredibly cheap just because you're a resident in that neighborhood. Think about how much money you can save by riding your bike or using public transportation if you don't need it. I don't care that your friends don't think you're cool because you don't have a car. You're being intelligent because you're putting money away in smart assets. And eventually, they're going to be stupid because they're going to be saddled with massive liabilities. Now, the rich, I never buy a new car. I always buy a used car, if I buy one at all. Or I'm leasing a car. So I'm not going all in with a huge down payment on an automobile. And I'm certainly not buying some ridiculous luxury car. Again, I'm going to get to the same place you are driving an automobile. It doesn't have to be a Lamborghini. Be smart with your car. You know, find something that's inexpensive, something that will last you a long time. It doesn't have to be flashy. Some of the, you know, smartest millionaires I own, they pull up in a parking lot, you'd be shocked at what they drive. They're pulling up in a Honda Civic. They're pulling up in a Ford Taurus. Yeah, I knew a multimillionaire that drove a Ford Taurus, and it was a used Ford Taurus, okay? Now, if you are obsessed with cars like Jay Leno, and that's your thing, like Jerry Seinfeld, who buys Porsches, and that's what you want, great. Then use eventually the performing asset cash flow from your performing assets to buy your hobbies, to, you know, to pay for your scuba diving hobby, to pay for your Porsche hobby. But don't put your hard-earned cash into that and then have huge car payments of $700 a month. That's ridiculous. I knew a friend that had a $900 car payment per month. Really? That's more than a lot of mortgage payments. That's insanity. So avoid large, expensive car payments and luxury cars. Don't do it. Number 4 on my list, don't speculate. That's the word of the day, speculate. Don't invest in speculative things, okay? Speculation is when you really understand something, okay? You really understand hog futures or oil refineries, so much so that you spend 10 hours a day studying this field and you believe that you are capable of taking a risk in that direction. But most people are lay people, right? They're lay persons. They are not that heavily steeped educationally in a particular subject. So when a friend calls up and says, hey, Joe, I've got this new golf course that's going to be built, and they're going to build all these luxury houses around it, and Phil Mickelson is putting his name on this project. Do you want to invest in it? That's speculation, okay? The house doesn't exist. Phil Mickelson, this pie-in-the-sky dream that people are going to come here and flock here and live in these luxury golf course houses is speculation, okay? Speculation that you're going to be investing in some seaside resort that's now going to be built and you think it will do well, that's speculation. Okay, investing in oil refineries or things that you don't know anything about. We're going to build 5 new oil refineries out here. Are you in? Are you in? That's speculation, unless you know it, okay? And if you are in that game, only a portion of your portfolio should ever go into speculative things. Now, I'm speaking from experience. That speculative Phil Mickelson golf course community that I just talked about, that happened to me, okay? That was back when I was stupid in real estate and did speculative things. So I invested in that plus something in Florida and put a lot of money into a new construction project that was going to be built around a Phil Mickelson golf course community in North Carolina. Guess what? Economy collapsed. My money with a construction loan, the value of the land plummeted. There was no houses built. The contractors and the construction team backed out of the project. And guess who was left holding the bag? Me. I ended up having to go through a foreclosure and deal with this land. I had to work out a deal with the bank in order to, it was a horrible situation, okay? And it ruined my credit. I had a 500 credit score as a result of this. Don't speculate unless you know it, knew it, know it. So that's why I buy real assets now. So I'll buy a new construction property that's been built from the ground up. It's done, it's built, right? A tenant is in place. That's what we do at my company. So there's no speculation. You can go, you can see the house. Get an inspection on the property. You get an appraisal on the property. There's a tenant living there. Oh, and by the way, a bank has backed it by giving me non-recourse financing on it. They too have gone out and looked at the property to sign off on the financing. So I make a down payment. They carry the note. I buy the property. That is not speculation. That's smart. That's intelligent investing. Don't do what I did when I was young. Don't speculate.
Today's episode is brought to you by SimpliSafe. You know, there's almost always a rise in break-ins during the holidays. It's why SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale right now. 30% off any SimpliSafe system and a free security camera. Right, free security camera. We're going to tell you how you can get that with our link in just a moment. Recently, U.S. News & World Report called SimpliSafe the best home security of 2020. So whether you're traveling or staying put for the holidays, check out the 30% off plus free security camera deal before it ends this week. I'm a huge fan of SimpliSafe. I've talked before about how easy it is to set up. Literally in a few minutes, out of the box, I had a home security system installed using our internet, and I didn't have to run any expensive wiring behind the walls or anything like that. Super easy to set up. And what's great is you can customize it to the size of your home. You want more window sensors? Great. You want more motion sensors? Great. You want more cameras? Great. So maybe you want to buy this for a relative that you're concerned with. You know, we don't get to see each other right now thanks to this pandemic. So it's an opportunity for you to go and actually buy a security system to check in on your family. It won CNET Editor's Choice for Home Security. It was named Best of 2020 by Forbes and Popular Mechanics. The system has an arsenal of sensors, cameras that protect every inch of your home. And I get, like I said, you can set it up in just minutes. So to get 30% off SimpliSafe plus that free security camera today by going to simplisafe.com/investing. Hurry, this deal expires on Friday. That's simplisafe.com/investing. SimpliSafe.com/investing.
And number 5, do not buy the house that you live in. Rent the house instead. I know this gets so many people angry. I was on social media the other day posting about something and said, I agree with a couple of your points, but to not own the house you live in, that seems crazy. I always wanted to buy the house I live in. Huge mistake. Remember, performing assets are those assets that put cash flow in your pocket every month. A house that you live in, that you paid for out of your pocket with a big down payment and a mortgage that you're carrying, is taking money out of your pocket every month. You're paying the mortgage, or you're paying taxes, you're paying to get it fixed up, you're paying sewer and other things like that, you're paying city tax assessments for the sidewalks that need to be fixed. You're having to go to Home Depot and fix things up. Okay, that is a liability. The house that you live in is a liability. Now, yes, there are gray areas to this. If you buy a duplex and you live in one side of the duplex and rent out the other side, that's called house hacking. That is not what I'm talking about. But if you buy a single family home that you live in and is taking money out of your pocket every month, that, my friends, is a liability. Don't do it. Okay, if you're starting out in life, I want you to rent. Rent where you want to live. Now, buy real estate and other things that cash flow for you to allow you to live in that great rental spot. Look, I live in a beautiful beachside house, okay? I rent. I do not own, and I will not. But I've got so many rental properties around the country that pay the cash flow for me to live wherever the heck I want. And if I feel like moving in a year, I'm not tied to this house. Okay, I can move whenever I want. And I can travel the world and not be saddled with this ridiculous property taxes and mortgage from a property in a nice area. Okay, so I have a friend who owns hundreds of rental properties. He lives in Malibu. He wants to live on the coast overlooking the ocean. Guess what? He rents and he owns hundreds of properties that pay for where he wants to live. He has an infinity pool that looks out over the ocean. Now, I don't have that. I don't want that. He does. But he doesn't have to pay for all the upkeep. He doesn't have to pay the ridiculous taxes in California. His rent pays for his life and his cash flow pays for his rent. That's the key, folks. There are five things you should never do with your money. But what you should do is smash that like button if this video brought you any value at all. I hope you do. Please smash that like button and also subscribe. And we'll see you next time, everyone, right here on the channel. Much love to you.